and you said that none of your daughters have married. I thought I heard from someone that one of your daughters was already married, or perhaps engaged. He inquired, looking strangely at Elizabeth. She could not discern the meaning behind his expression, but she instinctively felt that the unspoken question was directed at her. Before she could react or respond, however, her mother answered in her stead. Elizabeth felt her cheeks flush under his steady gaze, though he seemed to attempt, however poorly, to disguise his interest, or so she thought. Neither of them paid much attention to the matron's response to his question.
No, sir, none of my daughters are married or engaged yet, though I do hope that will change soon, she said, her tone revealing her clear desire to see one of her daughters well married. She subtly gestured towards the eldest. Perhaps you would like to dance with one of my daughters. My eldest, Jane, is lovely and would be delighted to partner with you.
At a glance from the gentleman, Elizabeth shot him a desperate look and subtly shook her head, silently imploring him not to ask her to dance right then.
Not at this moment, madam, he replied coldly. I rarely dance and do not intend to do so this evening. I arrived from Derbyshire only this afternoon and am here tonight solely at the request of my friend.
Mrs. Bennet attempted to persuade the gentleman to change his mind, but to no avail. Having had enough, he abruptly took his leave, causing the matron to decry him as a most rude individual. Elizabeth stared after him for a moment, until one of Charlotte's brothers came to collect her for the next dance. She went with him, relieved to be away from her mother for a time, and to sort her conflicted thoughts.
Did he believe I was married, or that I am engaged to another? Where would he get such an idea? He has not had contact with me since I left Derbyshire. Not even Georgiana wrote to me as she promised. And he never came. Why would he think those things?
As she danced, her thoughts raced, rendering her far less talkative than usual. The distraction went unnoticed by her partner, who promptly departed as soon as the dance concluded. It was just her luck that her partner left her near where Mr. Darcy stood against the wall when the dance concluded.
Elizabeth.
She heard his furtive whisper and felt her heart race still at the sound of his voice. She blinked away tears as she contemplated what they had once been to each other and wondered again. What had kept him away all these years?
Elizabeth,
he whispered again, sounding nearly desperate.
Tell me, please, are you truly not married?
No, sir. Why would you think that? 4 years ago, I believed myself engaged, but the only gentleman I will ever love broke his promise to me and disappeared without a word of explanation. I no longer expect him to come for me, and I do not know what his purpose might be if he were to appear suddenly after all these years of silence.
She could not hide the pain in her voice or the slight catch that broke through as she spoke the final words.
What do you mean?
He asked harshly.
I wrote to you. I wrote to your father. I wrote to your aunt and uncle. But not once did I receive a response to any of my letters from Hertfordshire. And your aunt and uncle could offer no information. I visited your home to obtain your father's consent, as promised. But your father said you were away, and denied my request. Even though I had not heard from you, I returned to Longbourn a year later, and was told by your father you were on your wedding trip. I was heartbroken.
What? You came to Longbourn twice, and I never knew of either attempt. My father